testimony time. Somebody say testimony. Somebody shout testimony. I got a testimony, something to encourage my brothers and sisters. It took me a week to resume school. When I resumed, I was anxious about the semester. Anxiety so real, you can feel it. Anxiety so real, you can taste it. I would open my books to read, but I would just stare at the letters. I wasn't understanding. I couldn't comprehend what I was reading. It was the anxiety, my brother. I was anxious, my sister. But I remember the scripture that says, cast your cares, cast your burdens on the Lord. And I said, Lord, this is not my burden to bear. This load is not mine. I love the way I sound. Jesus. And I listened and I meditated on the lyrics of Dulce Noicon's Breathe. And here is the testimony, my brother. Here is the testimony, my sister. I took my book to read. I said I took my book to read. I took my book to read. And hey, brother. Hey, sister, here's the testimony. In just a few seconds, I was like sponge absorbing water, and I could understand and I could assimilate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can understand what I'm reading. I have no idea what I'm doing. That just was like, take me to church. Sister, hi. Welcome to the Fierce Community. If this is your first time listening to the King's Place podcast, bienvenidos. It is 3:02 a.m. in the morning and I am recording. Network signal has been really, really poor. Has been crap, but we move. Have I welcomed you? If this is your first time, yes. And if you are a consistent listener and subscriber, you know what awaits you. A cold bottle of malt, because we don't do alcohol here. It's just malt. Just malt. So yeah, my testimony that I sang. I was feeling like Dorinda Clark, because she does all that. Anyway, so when I received news of resumption, I really, really was anxious, and it took me about a week to mentally prepare for resumption. And when I eventually resumed, I still was anxious because the academic calendar says 4 semesters in a year. And I'm looking at my ID card and it says expires 2023, and I'm like, yo, nobody should give me one extra year in this school, because it ain't gonna be funny at all. So for a week I tried to read. I was reading, actually, and I could not assimilate. I could not grasp what I was reading. I'd open my books and all I see are letters is all I see. I try to grasp, I try to understand. It just wasn't working because the anxiety had taken over. And it really bothered me because I did not want to go into exam week like that, because that would be disastrous. Highly disastrous. I was even scared of reading. I wasn't motivated to read. And I spoke to my friend Senzo on Sunday about this. And before I even called Senzo, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to, he brought this scripture to my memory. Did I say that right? Cast your cares and burdens upon the Lord, for he careth for you. So I spoke to Senzo and the Holy Spirit just told me to, you know, say a simple word of prayer. And He also brought this song to my memory, or to my mind. What am I saying? I hope I'm correct. But you catch the drift. So that's like what is most important. You know this Dulce Noicon's song, Breathe. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Yeah. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name. Breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. So that song is so, that song is deep, man. It was not until I was in that situation and I meditated upon the lyrics of the song, because that was just what I needed at that time. And I remember the part of the scripture that says, God breathed his breath into man and man became a living soul. And I said, Lord, breathe afresh upon me. Let every dead thing come back to life. Breathe upon my mind. Breathe upon my brain. Quicken it. Yes, that was the exact word I used. Quicken my brain to be receptive to whatever I read. Quicken my brain to assimilate, comprehend, and understand whatever it is I'm reading. And I kid you not, in a matter of minutes, because I know that after I called Senzo, I went to shower. Even in the bathroom, I was meditating on the song and I was praying, you know, speaking in tongues. And when I got back to my room, it was like, how do I explain this? It was like a burden had been lifted off my shoulders. It was like I was already sinking. I knew I was sinking already. But that weight, that stone that was tied to me, just, when I say loosened now, but it just separated from me. And I could just, it was like I was floating, like I was levitating. And that feeling was just amazing. And there was just this peace and calmness. And I said, Lord, this can only be you. And then I took up my book to read because, you know, okay, God has done it. Let me see if it's going to work. And I picked up Nigerian Legal System to read. And I was this was how it happened, yeah? The few lines that I read, immediately I opened the book, I could recall those lines when I shut the book. It was like I was sponge absorbing water. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like I was sponge absorbing water. And the law of contracts was a very big issue for me. I say it was now because God has helped me conquer that issue. So yesterday I said, okay, contract has been a major problem, so let me try it. I opened my book, and I kid you not, I absorbed every single thing I read. And to top it all off, I noticed that last week, because of that anxiety, I wasn't focusing in class. I would legit doze in class. My concentration was low. I was so uninterested in learning. But yesterday, which was Monday, I was concentrating. I could understand what my lecturer was saying. Mm-hmm. And I did not sleep in class. And that is a huge, huge testimony. I know that maybe most likely if you're listening, most likely you're a student. And if you're battling with anxiety, I hope this testimony speaks volumes. It speaks a lot about what God can do. And you just have to trust God. You really, really have to trust God, because I told God that this is not my load to carry and this is not your load. It is not your load to carry. Just surrender to God. Just surrender to God. And that, my love, I hope it inspires you. Well, exam is close, really, really close, and it's 3:09 a.m. So I need to go and read the law of contracts and go back to bed. If you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? Go follow me on Instagram now. God bless you. I love you. It's at fierce_Sharon. Massive shout out and thank you to everybody who listened to last week's episode. You are the best. You rock. In the meantime, remember that whatever you think you believe and whatever you believe you become. Adios, amiga. Ugh, these whole 6 girls are awake. You're going to start banging everywhere now. Bye.